Morning. Oh.
Oh.
Full house. Okay, Beseder. So Eli, I don't know if you've been listening to the share or not. You haven't missed that much, but we're still in the chapters of introduction. We haven't got into the body of the sefer, and we will be for a while. Quite a long introduction. It's important your Yosoidus here. So we're on Yud Aleph and on paragraph base on Yud Aleph. Mina Yosoidus La Tzlocha by Advaidus Atvila, one of the foundations of being Matzliach in the avoid of Tvila, Ilishtadl Bo Bederech Gadlus Valia, is to be Mishtadl to grow in Avoidus Atvila. To make an effort to go up a little bit all the time, going up and up, another step. But Omala Torah, in the world of Omala Torah, Poshutu, Shamatarahi Lalot Midarga Achadaga, Madrega Achamadrega. Obviously, in learning Torah, a person wants to go up, he wants to improve. But they call it Kavadoseinu, Share Mishilomet Kamashani. Person learned for a few years. If a person would, after, let's say, learn for 5 years, and after 5 years, he's on exactly the same level as he was when he started, in understanding, in the knowledge he has, in the depths of understanding he has, that would be considered a terrible failure. You fire the Rebbe. Nobody would tolerate, no one would accept that as an acceptable endeavor. V'chein adover betfila. Gam bo tzarich lalo et itkadem ulegodol miyoyim liyoyim, mizman lezman, umishona leshona. So too, there has to be small increments in the understanding of the tefillah, the concentration, whatever, we'll see, whatever the areas are that need, but there needs to be some improvement. If you're davening the same way today you were davening 5 years ago, that's no better than you learning the same way today you were learning 5 years ago. It's not always clear, this. We always sort of think, oh, well, tefillah, learning for sure, but tefillah we don't really see as an avoid in this area. Bocha that's learning Shir Aleph. So he's just starting out. Litvila Bochu Beshir Bet. Mishitkadem Yoyse Yachad Im Avanosa Anosefus Besugya Sagamorah Kain Besugya Satvila Tfisosa Vadoisa Tzrichim Shiyeh B'mayla Acheres Legamre. As he's growing in his learning and his understanding and his learning is growing, so then his tefillah has to also look different. V'kol Shekain Moshua Beshir Gimel Shekva Oyme Chaburu Mezman Lezman U'machadish Chidush HaTayra. It's a different, also, you have to see that the tefillah is mashu is changing. Also, obviously, tefillah is about connecting to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. There has to be a burning desire to have that relationship. Each year, a person looks back, he sees how much he's grown. We're not looking for massive leaps and great strides. We're looking for, sometimes it's just a nuance. Sometimes it's just something, you know, could be something very small. There's nothing small in this avoida. Understanding a new knach in toisus that you never understood before. There's a gam, aliyah b'toira. Doesn't have to be, wow, you know, last year I was having 5 minutes money, so today I'm having a 3 hours. No, is you have to be able to see guarded increments in the avoider. Kacha yetzarich liyos, aber beyameinu kama aluva matzav shebuchu anichnas leshir rishon. He's talking about yeshiva bochrim, but we can apply this to ourselves as well. How sad it is, he says, that you see a bocher comes into shir rishon be yeshiva, veyotze acher kama shanim shelizgadlus belimud talmidei chachomim meula. He leaves yeshiva after many years of learning. He's a Talmud Chochem. He can learn beautifully. Ulemoise hatfila yaitzu kmo biyom shenichnas. Alavai lo gerum ize. And alavai, it's not worse than when he came in on the first day. We see that a lot.
But kol kach lama. We have not. In Torah, we have a lot of shiurim. In tefillah,
Hopefully, we have the shiur at 1 o'clock. That was very, very good. But we don't make chazara or learning like we are
doing. That's what he's saying. That's what he's saying. That's what he's saying. A lot of ashkon, a lot of oimah, and effort goes into being oile in Torah. And tefillah is like an almona sitting on the side there. You daven because you have to daven. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to make an avoid out of it. Nachinam. That's it. Yeah.
And the difference
that's exactly what he's going to say. You mamash, you wrote the next line.
Okay. And the tefillah, it's always the same. So we can think that we have understand one time, it's okay for everyone, but it's not the case.
That's another problem. It's the same tefillah every day, so it becomes terrible. The same way that Shabbos is not as exciting as Pesach, even though Shabbos is much more polished than Pesach. The herdel nas is teva. Yeah, so that's what we're trying to do. Yeah, that's what we're trying to do. Yeah, is to make an asik out of this and try and arouse the interest in this. That's exactly why we. Yeah, but that's exactly what he says. He says, "V'kol kach lama? Why is this like this? Mipnei she'ein oisim asik." The Indian may avoid us at tefillah. We don't make an asik. Asik b'Torah, yeah, but who's asik b'tefillah? Tefillah is something you've got to do 3 times a day, so you do it. Or sometimes you need something, you're in a mitzuka or whatever, so you want to daven, you go daven. But zelo avoida. We don't see a need to grow and develop in it. But I learned him over his man at tefillah, but I mean something greater. Baruch Hashem, I managed to get through the Zman of Tila saying all the words I was supposed to say. Bemes eich efshe livnot binyonim v'la lo et medreges im lo nasim leiv leze v'lo nagish es chashivas v'adova. How are you going to grow? How are you going to go up? How are you going to be a ben aliyah if you don't pay attention to these very important matters? V'adova ramuz b'posuk d'ksiv b'nevuchonetza. In Melachim Beis, it says like this, V'yisreif is beis Hashem v'chulu v'chulu, v'es kol beis godol sorof ba'esh. The sorof is beis Hashem, v'es kol beis godol sorof ba'esh. V'chazal in the Gemara in Megillah Chav Zayin explains like this, Amar Erev Yechanan v'Rev Yeshua ben Levi, chad amar mokam shemegadlin bo teira, v'chad amar mokam shemegadlin bo tefila. What's the sorof beis Hashem? There's kol beis godol sorof ba'esh. What are we talking about? One of either Rabbi Yochanan or Yeshua ben Levi says it's talking about makom shemegadlim bo Torah. Another one says it's talking makom shemegadlim bo tefila. Right? The kamosha beis hamidrash who makom she's gadol bo Torah. What happens in the beis hamidrash? We being megadol in Torah. You come to the beis hamidrash. You walk in the morning. When you walk out, you're a different person. You're being megadol bo Torah. As chen beis hatfila ki mokem lis gadol bo betfila. So therefore, the place where you daven has to be a place where you're growing, where you're becoming a gadol in tefila. B'ka'amu chazal ala tefila, morim brochus davov, dvorim ma'im din berum shaloylo, u'b'nei adem mezalzin behen, zu tefila. Matters that stand in the heights of the universe. And people treat it like it's, you know, ma'abakach. Tefila. How are you going to get to Ruma Shalom if you don't have a step ladder? If you don't work to build a progression to get there? Or you have a step ladder, but you don't use it. You just stand there jumping up and down every day around the ladder. You're not going to get anywhere. Sometimes you even have a sort of a yearning to go up in tefillah, but then you go back to just sort of playing around at the bottom of the ladder. A person doesn't pick himself up by his own bootstraps and start going up one small step at a time in tefillah. He can jump up and down the whole day at the bottom of the ladder, but he'll be 90 years old and he'll still be standing at the bottom of the ladder. So, Nachinami, Shmuel, you're right. First, you have to learn halachas. That's very important. And Mitzvah Hashem, that's something we spend time on. Mitzvah Hashem will spend more time on learning Hilchas Tefillah, because if you don't use the instruction manual properly, you can't expect the tool to work. They're both chashuv, and we learned a lot. And I think certainly my tefillah improved and changed as a result of that. And I'll tell you another thing I discovered. It's not just in the areas that you're learning about that you see the improvement. Let's begin a Pischuli Pesach Chachudah Shalmachat. you start learning halachas, you start doing the effort, you start seeing a lot, and then you start seeing your tefillah improving and changing in other areas that you maybe didn't, you weren't oisek in. Hashem gives you, you get siyata dishmaya when you make the effort, when you make the same as Shabbos, you learn Shabbos malchasa. No, we didn't cover every aspect of Shabbos and Hilchus Shabbos, but you start seeing siyata dishmaya in those areas. You see things improving, even though I never did that. So you start opening up new ideas. You start thinking about things you never thought about. The moment that for me is poshut v'boru.
And we spend practically 2 hours a day in the tefillah.
You spend a lot of time in davening. Every week you spend a lot of time in davening. It's a big chelak of the day. So it's about to invest. This sefer is not going to be discussing Hilchus Tefillah. It's not going to be discussing. It's going to be discussing what... Okay, we'll see. We mentioned that already, the different types of tefillah, the different, again, the different nuances in what tefillah is, of which tools to use when, but the same idea. You put an effort into learning about tefillah, you'll see your tefillah improving in other areas as well. Okay. No, just the Siyata Dishmaya. We were learning Shabbos Malchosa and learning Hilchus Tefillah. Now we're learning Sharing with Tefillah and we're learning Hilchus Shabbos. That wasn't prearranged. We never planned that. That's just kind of like what happened, you know? That's the Siyata Dishma Bezrat Hashem. Okay, Gimel. Yishna Kedudah Chashuva, Shehab Toim Biro. There's a very important Nakudah here that a lot of people make a mistake about. Rabbim Choshvim, Shaliyah B'Tefillah, Hu Be'ikal Yedei Aliyah B'Gadlus Ha'odom. Taras Alev, Kedusha, V'Kiru V'Lakodesh Baruch Hu. People think that Aliyah and Tefillah is directly related. It's an Indian in your Aliyah in becoming more of an Adam Godel, more Taras Halev, purity of thought, Kedusha. The more close you get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Tefillah goes up with you. When a person's mitasek in very high levels, different things, I don't know how he translates it in the English. I don't know if you're following, if you've got this on the Nakuda, I'd like to know how he translates it. But he seems to be saying that actually gets in the way of genuine godless. When people are isek in big things, holy things, kedushas, v'taras alev, that actually prevents a person growing amiti. Us on our level, where we oile in tefillah. Hakavonehi liknoit umanut hatfila. Zim betochen as well, from Loshani Muna. We're becoming umanim. An uman is a craftsman. He's an expert in a certain field. He's an uman. Uman means he's a master. He's mastered this particular field. A violin player, master violin player. He's an uman. The kanis umanos hatfile hirak al yedei hakdeisha zman v'hasmoda. If you want to become an uman in anything, Isaac Stern, the violin player, used to practice 8 hours a day. He's the greatest violin player in the world. What's he practicing? Because to become an uman, which means there's no end to how great you can become in this area, requires an investment of time. And it has to be consistent. It has to be consistent, requires investment of time and consistent. You don't have to be a big Baal Madrega. You don't have to be a Taras Halev. You have to be somebody who invests time and effort consistently into Avodas HaTefillah. That's what it requires. To practice, you want to become an uman in any area. Somebody wants to become a typist. So you have to spend lots of time typing until it becomes natural, until it becomes a part of you. Same as Betochen. We mentioned that many times in Betochen. To become an uman from Loshan Imuna, to become an uman in Betochen, you have to practice. You have to practice, constantly be practicing Betochen. You have to be basic in, like Isaac Stern's practicing violin, we have to practice Betochen. You start with the little things. Now, to be a Baal Betochen, you've got to be on a darge, you have to have this. No, you have to just start where you are and start practicing and investing time and effort. And that's the big mistake people make. They don't realize that. Time and effort, that's what you need. All the other Haile Gaha things, whatever, they're actually going to get in the way. Hergel va'avoida kashe umaisis. It's habit and hard work, difficult work. K'mor melibudat Torah. Libudat Torah is the same thing. Da'afal gav the madregas at Torah heima madregas shel elyoynes amitis. For sure, madregas in Torah, that's dvorim shebe'alyon. Amitis. Aval aderech lalo it besulam aliyah b'Torah rarkenu, yibe'ikal yedei, omol v'yegia. How do you become great in Torah? You sit and meditate. You work on Kedusha v'tara. I'm not mazalzeling zeh, but the way you become great in Torah is you sit in your shvitz over a Gemara or a Chumash or whatever you're learning. You sit and you battle and you struggle and you toil in the subject that you're learning about. Belimud habe dafe Gemara, shmias habe svaris yeshorois. You learn lots of dafim Gemara. You learn lots of straight svaris. Shlila svaris akumois. You learn how to get a sense of when svaris aren't so straight and you know how to throw them out. Until you start acquiring a sense of the ways of the logic of the Gemara, the way the Rishonim think, the way the Achronim think, you start, but that comes from only one thing. It sits and learns and toils. Kumo kol umunus sheniknas al yedei nisayoin vehergo vahadrochi yeshora al shel mumchim. So you need experience, you need toil and habit, consistency, and of course you need instruction from the people that have mastered it already. You can practice on the violin the whole day. All you can do is irritate the neighbors if you don't have someone to show you how to do it properly. You need to know that you're on the right path. So that's why you have a Rebbe, you have a Shia, and you grow. It's exactly the same in Tefillah. You have to work very hard. In the beginning, it feels unnatural. Look at these people that know how to tap. They're not thinking about it. It's done without das. Their fingers are skirting over the keyboard, and he's looking at you and listening to a shiur, and his fingers are just tapping. For me to tap, I have to think about what I'm doing. I have to look for the aleph, and then boom, you know, and then look for the, and boom. But you work on it and you practice, eventually it's like driving a car. For me, the best marshal is driving a car. When you first start driving a car, you remember what it was like. Today, you can do 10 things while you're driving. In 10 things, you're driving 120 kilometers an hour and you're doing 10 things. You're speaking on the phone and you're talking this and you're looking at Waze and you're opening up a sweet packet and you don't even know where you are. You suddenly look up and you think, well, how did I get here even? Because you're not even aware of what you're doing, but you're doing it automatically. Changing gears is automatic. But when you first start driving, you don't know what you're doing. So same with tefillah, same with learning, same with any umanus. When you start out, you're an apprentice, and then slowly the things become pshutim v'chalak. It's chalek. It becomes, sorry, not chalek. It becomes a part of you. So it's just natural. Walking. If you look at a child learning how to walk, there's a much asegodal. You think about walking. When you walk. That's what you do. Same idea. Many examples. Ain't soft examples. Now, we'd like that to become what our tefillah is. Right now, tefillah is not exactly what it's supposed to be. It's not an umanus. We haven't put in time and energy and effort and told in it, but that's what we'd like it to become, is where it's a part of you. It's portion. Ikat tefillah. The ik of tefillah is that is I'm feeling lamaisa and I'm standing in front of Hashem in real, and I feel His closeness. And when this reality of Hashem, you being in the presence of Hashem, is real. No less real than everything else around you. No less real than your shtend in front of you. That requires a lot of toil until it becomes part of your natural sensory system. We didn't even know that was possible. We didn't know that was possible. That to get there takes hard work. So that's why we want to do that. That's the work we want to start dealing with. It's what the Mesilas Yesharim says about habituating our nefesh to things, especially in tefillah. In a shloisha dvarim tzarich ishtakal ha'odam v'izboin en haitiv kadeh shegir el zois hayira. The three things a person has to look at and meditate on well, in order that he can come to it, to this yira. Ha'echad she'oymed mamash lifnei ha'boyis b'ruch shmoy v'noise v'noisen imoy. The first thing a person has to mitragel to, he's got to meditate on, and he's got to, until he gets to it, is that he's standing in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu and his mamash dealing with him. His mamash, she's in business with him. He's talking to him. He's mamash, like I'm talking to you. He's talking to him. Vafo pisha in einoy shel odem royu. No one's eyes can see that. V'tira ki zehu hayoyse kashe sheitstar b'leiva odem tzir amiti. And that is the most difficult thing, is to try and come up with some kind of a presence, a genuine presence of being in the presence of Hashem. Yan eina chush oizel is a klal. Amnam, mishu bal seichel mochon. So what are you going to do? It's an impossible task. How are you going to do that? So someone is a bal seichel mochon, and if you're not, then hopefully the Masilis Yisharim will show us how to become one. At his boinenus, a little bit of thinking, the simus live and paying attention. A person can establish in his mind the reality of the situation. How his mamash talking and relating and discussing things with the Kodesh Baruch Hu real. And it's to a Kodesh Baruch Hu that he's pleading for what he needs. V'yiz barach shmoy ma'azin lo o makshid v'dvarov. And to know, to feel real that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is listening and paying attention to what he's saying. Kashi yedabe ishal reyayu v'reyu makshiv shmoy alov. Like when you talk to your friend and your friend's listening. That's how, that you can come to that. Okay, so that's the first step. You understand, there's a little bit of work involved in that. Lemay said it's the first halach in Shulchan Aruch. Shavisa Hashem Tom Benegi. That's kula avoida shelan, to be real with Hashem. Va'achar shehikva zeh b'daitoi. After this has been established in your das, tzarich sheis boinen al roima musa yisparach. Afterward, then you have to start thinking about how great and transcendent Hashem is. Ashehu meroima v'niskav al kol brocha v'tila. He is great beyond any praise or any blessing, or he completely no way to understand his greatness. Whatever you can imagine, think about greatness, you haven't even started. The next thing you need to think about, it's got to be in this order. If you start with the third thing, you're going to get messed up. Yeah, so I want you to start with number three and just realize how low you are and what a nothing you are. No, you first have to start with, you're now dealing with Hashem. You have this relationship with Hashem. Then you go on to thinking how great Hashem is. And then, mainly, you'll come to see how low you are. First of all, because of our physicality, as opposed to his infinite spirituality, and also because of the avarice we've done that have damaged us and messed us up. Okay. That's the Mesilas Yesharim. That's also a lifetime's work, that little paragraph in the Mesilas Yesharim is a gam avayra kasher. But you see that these three shlavim of real growth and transcendence, but it starts with being real in the relationship with Hashem. Real.
Yeah, that's the problem.
So how do you do this?
Start and suddenly we are, I don't know where, in Florida, in South Africa, I know. And we come, we go and come. It's only in the tefillah like this, I don't know. Because we have not the feet, we are not concentrated on we are relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a problem of the tefillah.
Sorry, you got cut off the last bit. What did you say? The last chick, I didn't hear.
It was I say the problem in the tefillah, it's to be concentrated in the tefillah. Suddenly you think on another thing, and then you come back to the tefillah.
That's what we have to see. That's what you want to work on. No, that's what you want to. That part of when you're standing in front of a person, you're having a conversation with them, that doesn't happen.
Yeah, exactly.
So the problem starts with when we're davening, we don't really feel we're standing in front of Hashem.
Yeah.
We think it intellectually, maybe. Yeah, now I'm standing in front of Hashem. Aval lo magishim et zeh be'emet. You don't feel it, metzias. That's what he's talking about, is how do we get to the point where we really feel we're standing in front of Hashem? That's where we have to get to. Not just in tefillah, the whole day.
Yeah.
The whole day. At least, one of my Rabbi Moyes used to say, if you're not thinking about Hashem the whole day, it was sadder. But when you're talking to him, at least you should be thinking about him, no? When you find the doctor to ask him, please, can you know, you've got a, God forbid, you've got a sick child. So you're finding the doctor to ask him. So then your wife says, did you speak to the doctor? You say, I don't remember. I'm not sure. I don't know what he said. I wasn't listening. I was thinking about my trip overseas. You're meshuggah. It means the meshuggah when you do that. But the truth is when you're talking to the doctor, you know you're talking to the doctor. It's real. It's like when you're sitting in a chair, you know that you're sitting in a chair. But the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Zeh lo magish real. He used to use that word a lot, Rav Pinkus.
Yeah.
It's not real. When he was speaking Hebrew, I'm saying, not in English. When he was speaking Hebrew, he said, Zeh tzarich lot real. Mm-hmm. That's what we're trying to work on. That's where we want to get to. Hopefully, step by step, we'll become more and more real with that. And then mameila, the concentration will improve. Because when I'm talking to you now, I'm talking to you and I'm not thinking about everything else. Yeah. I mean, it's real.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the biggest problem. We all have that. We all have that problem.
Okay.
And you'll never solve it completely. There's a Bach that says that you'll never solve that problem completely. 100%. There were rare individuals, whatever. There were people that were. Did I tell you? Maybe we'll end with this. I'll tell you. I heard a Meister, a most unbelievable Meister, Rabdon Segel, Starken Gesundsein. He had to fly somewhere, so the flight had a stopover. They stopped over somewhere, and where they stopped over, they were davening. I don't know if it was Shachris, Musa, Ma'ariv, no idea what tefillah it was. But they had a bit of a hafsaka, so they went to daven. He was in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, and they called the people to start coming onto the plane. And Rav Don was davening. He was davening. So they were worried he was going to miss his flight or whatever. So one of the people was with him or whatever went over and whispered in his ear, Arab, the plane's going. And he carried on davening. Davening. Anyway, they announced that there's been a slight delay. There's a technical problem or whatever. So the people must please not come on the plane now. They must wait, whatever. Anyway, eventually Rav Don took 3 steps back and they got on the plane. It was all yuff. So this Talmud afterwards went to Rav Don and he said, Ze'an hogan nachona. You wanted to know that's the correct way to behave. Sometimes you have to cut short your tefillah because you're going to miss your flight or whatever. What is the right thing to do? No, you just keep davening, you miss your flight. What's the hanhoga correct? Good question, yeah? So someone said, no, that's not the hanhoga correct. The hanhoga correct is you makatsi your tefillah and you get on the plane. That's the correct hanhoga. So he said, so why didn't the Rav do that? He said, Ayalim od kashe lepored mi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was very hard for me to separate myself from Hashem. That's where we want to try and get to. Not straight away. We want to feel when we're davening. Ani poim HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a kashe. Okay. And we won't get to Kashem, but at least you when you're davening, you have to know Anim HaKadosh Baruch Hu now. That maybe on Yom Kippur you feel that for a few minutes during Shmoneh. Well, day by day you're davening 3 times a day. There's a Hegel now, a Tevin. You're just getting it, and you're thinking about all you, especially Mincha. You're in the middle of all your tumul and whatever. You know, is Shachris, you're half asleep. Might have you even more half asleep. No, it's got to be Kashem. I'm with Hashem now. Then that's the avoidance. That's got to be the avoider. I'm now going to stand and talk to Hashem, and it's got to become real. But it's Hashem. We'll see how to do that. I haven't found out how to do that yet. But that's what we're learning. We've been learning halachas, and now we're learning sharim b'tefillah. Hopefully, we'll see little increments in our avoider b'zrat Hashem.
Okay.
Shabbos, by the way, I find easier. In Shabbos, it's much easier. First of all, because Shabbos is Shabbos. The Yom Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And also the tefillah doesn't take you into things that are day-to-day existence that, you know, you suddenly start thinking, oi, refuah, I've got to remember this, I didn't pick up the man. You know, you start, there's no too many distractions there. And also you've got more time. You're more relaxed. You've got more time. You're not running anywhere. Shabbos is much easier. So maybe start just with Shabbos davening, trying to work on this. During the week, realize the kasher midah. I don't know. You have to find little areas where it improves. For sure, Shabbos is a way to do it. It's, you know, Shachris in the morning, I'm under such lachatz and I'm running and I've got to, you know, no, the tzad kasher. So, yeah. But Shabbos for sure, and Ben Azmanim, Cholamoid. Cholamoid, you're not in a hurry. You're not going anywhere. So you can have a nicely, you can think about Hashem. Yeah. Okay. Good to have you back, Rabbi Eli, and Mitzvah Hashem. We'll see you next week. Have a good Shabbos.
Take good care. Good Shabbos. Okay, thank you.